Cork's hit music station, Red FM. That's Jack Johnson, Better Together. Just gone 6:15, Thursday morning's breakfast show. This is KC, there's Jay Coughlin. How are you, Petal?
Morning, all good, all good.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I set you a challenge to ring a butcher to try and get in as many meat puns or butcher-related puns as possible.
Do you know what? This was, I thought it was going to be a nightmare, but actually it went pretty well.
Did it?
Yeah, I got a ridiculous amount of puns in.
All right. In fact,
this is possibly the greatest pun day game of all time.
Let's do it.
Hello, my love.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Sorry, can you hear me? The lion is bad. There, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, walk away.
It's a bit crackling.
No, I can hear you. No worries.
I'm really sorry for bothering you. Listen, I'm having a bit of beef with the boss here at work. He's a total flanker, very shellfish, and he won't cleaver me alone. And I'm thinking of changing careers and becoming a butcher.
Okay.
Because I have to get out of the place I'm working in. It's a total sausage fest. And I'm going to get the chop. And I'm hanging to get out of this place. Every single day I get called in, he has a bone to pick with me. He constantly has the rump. And I'm telling you, man, I don't get out with him. I'm on the chopping block. Can you advise me on how to get into butchering?
And how far you work in the butcher places, you know?
I tell you, the boss I have at the moment, he's very brazen and he talks behind my back. He's a complete chicken. So what I need to do is, I read somewhere in the paper that you had jobs going. Did you have a few positions or did you fill it?
I have to give you a phone number. Okay.
Do you know where is the best place to train? Because I know mutton about the industry, and I was thinking maybe there could be somewhere in the market for a mobile butcher shop. I mean, do you deliver?
What you mean liver?
Do you deliver meat?
Oh no, we wouldn't be delivering the meat. No.
Oh right, okay. The stakes are very high if I don't get this right, and I heard the wages are a bit streaky. Are they?
Well, wages like wages, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
It pays your bills like.
Yeah, I suppose. Listen, man, I better get off the phone, because if the boss catches me, I'm going to get slaughtered.
No, you're right.
I have a lot of choice cuts to make in life, and I'll see you later. Thanks for your help, you big ham, yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Very good. Very good. Some amount of puns there.
Beat that next week, kid.
Not a hope.
The Casey Show.
Red FM. Cork State Music Station, Red FM. It's the Casey Show. That is Omi and Cheerleader. You know, we've got that young fella in on work experience.
Yeah, really nice kid.
He was in the office with me yesterday, and I recorded a conversation with him. And we're going to do a thing a little bit later on called The Secret Teen.
Okay.
Trust me, if you're a parent and you've got teenage kids, this will be a look behind the curtain as to what's going on inside their head. It is absolutely fascinating. And you can find out more about that just after 8:15. Don't miss it. The Secret Teen is coming up.
Oh, can't wait for that. KC, very special birthday lady online too.
Cheers, Jay. Hello.
Hi, KC. Hi, Jay. How are you?
How are you, love? What age are you today?
21 and that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 63.
Wow. Happy birthday.
I'm Kane, are ye able?
We're able, girl.
We're able.
Casey, what birth sign are you? Wait, let's see now. I'd say you're Virgo.
I'm Virgo? Why would you say I'm Virgo?
I don't know. Just a guess.
Just a guess. I'm a Pyrex.
You're a
Pyrex, I was a test tube, baby.
I listen to the Casey Show because he's my daddy.
I listen to the Casey Show because he's my daddy too.
Cork's Red FM, good morning everybody. Thursday's breakfast show. This is Casey and Jay with you. Jay's back on the show. Good man.
Three
days of a holiday.
I did, yeah.
There was a bit of a gap here without you, and I don't mean physically. How'd you get on?
Great, brilliant. Yeah, I was over at the wedding of Linda and Killian Hutchinson.
Okay.
I was the celebrant. Good crack.
You were the priest?
I was the priest, yeah.
Whoa.
I was the priest.
Serious shortage of good Irish priests over in Spain.
There is. There's a shortage of them here as well. But do you know the way this show is built on daft, funny, crazy stories?
This show is built on stories, yeah.
Well, I have the best story in the world.
Okay.
So I met a guy over at the wedding. His name is Noel. And Noel couldn't be more Kerry if he tried. He's made out of board in the morning, peep briquettes.
Driving a car made of turf.
Yeah, those kind of fellas. But he's got an electric kayak business down. It's based out the back of the Park and Silla Hotel. And he's...
Where's that? Down in Kenmare?
Down in Kenmare, yeah.
Right, okay.
And he's literally half dolphin, half scarecrow.
Right.
But he was telling me, he's going, you'll never guess what happened to me one day. this old English man came up and she says, I want to take the kayaks out today. And I says, oh, come here, we're pretty full now. He says, you'll have to come back tomorrow. She looks at me, she says, do you know who I am? So I didn't have a clue who she was. She turns around and she says, I'm Rachel Wise. I says, you're not very wise at all, Rachel. I'm after telling you it's booked out because you'll have to go away and come back.
Who's Rachel Wise again?
Rachel Wise is Daniel Craig's Mrs.
Whoa.
James Bond.
James Bond's wife.
Like, okay. Right? So he goes home to the Mrs. He says, I had an old English one in today. She's stuck up as anything. Her name is Rachel Wise. And the wife is like, Rachel Wise.
James Bond's wife.
She gets on your laptop. Googles it, Rachel Wise. That's all the old stuck up bitches. So he says, do you have a phone number? She's like, yeah, she's coming back tomorrow. She goes, ring her straight away.
Okay.
So booked it in the next day. Rachel Wise strolls up, entourage, directors, the whole lot.
Please tell me James Bond was with her.
James Bond in tow alongside her. So he says to himself, he took his wife's phone because he's an old Nokia brick, like, okay, that smartphone, and he says, I'll get a few handy photos here for the website, like that.
This is marketing central.
Oh, unbelievable. No, the water, he said, was like glass. It was like a sheet of glass. The sun was splitting the stones. He goes, there was wildlife all over the place. Seals, dolphins, the whole lot.
Eagles flying, soaring in the sky.
So he's on a kayak, like that, with his wife's phone. There's Rachel now giving old James Bond a kiss. Schnapp. So he goes back to the pub that night and he's gone, what are you doing, lad? She said, I'm trying an old pint of porter there. Listen, how'd you get on today, Noel? Flying James Bond out in the boat. The whole bar erupted laughing, sent James Bond. Yeah, right. He says, lad, I have a load of pictures here on the waste phone. So he takes out the phone.
Yeah.
Opens it up. He's got 30 selfies. he didn't know how to work the phone. So it's just pictures of him going, pulling faces.
We have our own legend of a lady on the show as well.
We do indeed.
Her name is Bridie Mary. And Bridie had a bit of an incident where she had to ring the Ann Summers helpline because something that she bought was giving her a small bit of trouble, all right?
She's small and she's hairy, occasionally contrary. Her name is Bridie Mary. It's Bridie on the phone.
Good afternoon, how can I help?
Hello there, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm sorry for bringing you now. I'm calling you from Ireland.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Very good. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, good. My name is Bridie Mary. I'm kind of ringing you about something. As you can imagine, it's kind of sensitive and a little bit embarrassing at the same time. I have one of your lady products.
Right.
And I seem to have a little bit of trouble with it. Now, it's my own fault, but something happened to it, and I'm wondering if you could assist me. My husband, Tom, is 82. He's considerably older than me. I came home the other day from 7:30 mass. He was out in the lawn with the dogs and he was throwing it around the garden.
Oh no.
He thought it was a little pet toy or something.
Oh.
God love him. He's as soft now as a sponge cake. But it hasn't seemed to be working since, and I'd like to get it operating.
I'm not surprised it's not working, but
you know, it's kind of damaged now. There's teeth marks and everything gone out of it, and the, you know, the little ears, the two little lads that come up, they're gone.
They're gone. Oh, right, okay.
What do you think could have gone wrong with it?
Well, I wouldn't know. I should think if the dog's been chewing it and everything else and it's been thrown around the garden, that could have something to do with it. It might have loosened the battery connections or something.
He's an awful need, just God love him.
Okay. Are you all right to hold just for a second?
No problem.
Thank you.
No, it's definitely not working.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
So I've had a word with my manager. Unfortunately, this time there's nothing we could do for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so sorry about that.
But it kind of works.
Oh, does it? Oh, well, maybe you'd need to change the batteries or something.
It kind of kicks in and then she'll start and she'll stop and she'll start and...
Sounds like a bike.
But, do you know what it looks like now? It looks like a YouTube for a toilet sink. That's what the dogs did to it.
Sorry.
You wouldn't be having much fun with that, would you?
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
That's quite all right.
But I'm very, very sorry. Unfortunately, there wouldn't be anything we could do for you on this occasion.
What are the very speeds on it?
I don't know what one you've got. So
the newest model.
Six speed.
Okay.
Well, you should know. Well, you've got it there, haven't you?
I haven't tried it out.
Oh, you didn't get chance.
No, I just
should throw around the garden for the dog before you had chance to use it.
The dog had made shit with before I had chance to give it a go.
Oh dear.
See, look at this. That's the noise I'm
getting. No, look, come on. That sounds like that is not.
That's the noise that's coming out of it.
I don't know. Have you tried changing the batteries?
Several times. Yeah, I just keep trying it. Hold on a sec. Hold on! Hold on! Now that's what I call customer service. Thanks very much, I'm off. It's working!
She's small and she's hairy, occasionally contrary. Her name is Bridie Mary, it's Bridie on the phone.
The KC Show on Cork's Red FM.
Hermitage Green and Quicksand at Cork's number one. This is Red FM. It is 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Do you remember your teenage years?
Vaguely.
Happy days.
Happy days, yeah, without a doubt.
We have a gentleman who's in on work experience with us here in the station. And he's 15. Soon to be 16, he reminded me. very nice lad. And we were having a chat yesterday in my office inside. And I just dawned on me. I said, like, I have nothing in common with this lad. I'm so out of the zone here. I'm twice his age, plus some. A bit more. And I'm gonna try and have a chat with him. So I said, listen, what's it like being a teenager in Cork these days when you're around the 15, 16 mark, you know, the pressures of life and whatnot? And he started chatting. So I was like, listen, come on, stop the chat. Come down here. I want to talk to you. I want to record you. So here's a little insight into the secret teenager of what it's like to be a teenager, for your own teenagers, if you were a parent of kids. This might be a little bit of insight of what's going on inside their heads. So what are they into? What's the most important thing for a teenager in Cork at 15?
Events, definitely. People go mental over events. Like, they wait for them to be announced, and when they are, everyone goes mental. When it is, they go down for tickets. It's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Like, people die to get their tickets.
People actually die?
Physically. I mean, as in, there's fences. They're dangerous, like.
So, ahead of parents, ahead of brothers, sisters, it's events. It's getting to go to things is number one on a teenager's agenda. So okay. I asked him about social media. What kind of social media are they using?
I don't use social media that much, but I know that Instagram is by far the most popular. People are always on it, taking pictures. People just post when they're bored, like, they're addicted to it.
Yeah, just here's a picture of a
cat. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's Instagram is the top social media thing they're using. What do they hate about adults?
Oh, Jesus, adults. In general, but it's more like specific ones. So teachers and parents, you can't win, you know? You argue with one of them, when you're right, you're still wrong. Do you know what I mean? And you can be held accountable for anything, punished for everything, because they're above you. You can't punish them, like. Imagine trying to give your teacher detention. Like.
Some students would love that, wouldn't they?
Oh, stop.
What is the difference between city teens and teens in the county? So what's the big difference between teenagers from Cork City and, say, a little bit out the road?
Different breed out in the county, like. As in, it's just, music is the most basic thing you can think of. As in, all the city lads dying to go to the Cronas, right? But then you'd have the country boys who cannot wait for Nathan Carter. You know, like, it's just, it's a different ball game out there. And, I mean, even the way they go out is so much different. I'd say they leave the house so rarely that when they do, they decide to hit it hard. Like, they go all out, take no prisoners. Like, there's parties, you know, out in the city, and you'd always hear people, you know, leaving with phone chargers, foods, TV remotes, just to cause hassle, like. But out in the country, I wouldn't have, like, this is unimaginable. Somebody got kicked out of a party and he decided to leave with the engine of a lawnmower, like. Unthinkable stuff.
Oh, again, it's a little look behind the curtain of a life of a teenager in Cork in 2016. Obviously, onto the more serious stuff. Drinking, is it a big issue for teenagers?
God, yeah. Confirmed, like. As in, it's just part of the culture. As in, to be fair now, there's still a lot of people that don't. But it's very common. People do it, like, there's just kind of a weird obsession with getting drunk. But a lot of people have parents that are okay with it. And some, like, even fewer now, parents that get the drink for the children, like. But.
Okay, so that's not much has changed since we were teenagers anyway, Jay. It seems to be on the agenda that that's one thing that they're very interested in. So, but at least he said that less and less people his age are doing it these days.
That's good.
Which is some good news. Finally for now, if you could leave the house and move out in with the lads at 15 and be self-sufficient, would you do it?
Not a chance, because fending for myself is not something I'm prepared to do at the moment. I go home, dinner is made for me, my clothes are clean for me, the bed sheets are there ready, radiator's on, the house is toasty. Like, someone's taking care of that for me. Do you know, if I was by myself, that would not be happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, teenagers, like, we need someone to handle us. Like, if we were all there with each other, like, we'd be dead in a week.
Smart kid.
He is a smart teenager. That's an insight into the life and mind of a 15-year-old in Cork in 2016. Brilliant. Thank you to the secret team. I want to ask you something.
Yeah,
and this is, Jay, I need your advice on this as well.
Okay.
Right. I got married and I still have one card at home.
Yeah.
And I got a check in it from a really good mate of mine.
Okay.
All right. And it was a check for a couple hundred quid.
Right.
Signed love from him and the missus.
Yeah.
And I sent a little thank you card back saying, thank you very much. Thanks so much for being part of the day. Yada, yada. Cash the check.
Yeah.
Check bounces.
Oh God!
What?
Yeah,
that awful, man.
Yeah, and I haven't. I still have it. I have it out of my drawer out there right now.
You can't do anything.
I'd say it to him.
You wouldn't say it to him. No, you couldn't.
I can't say it to him.
You couldn't. You can just like take him out for drinks and catch him for a couple of extra rounds. Like, that's it. You can't say it to him.
Do you think it's bad for him, Jay?
Shocking, horrific.
Yeah,
yeah. I probably wouldn't even talk to the guy.
He mightn't even know.
Probably wouldn't even talk to him again, to be honest with you. Seriously, I'd be like, dude, come off the stage, man. Seriously, it's a big day, yeah.
Oh my God.
Dude, no way.
It was your check.
Did it bounce? Sorry about that.
Oh my God.
Are you for real, man? You've been waiting a year to say this.
Yeah,
time.
I have.
Oh. Hi.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I can't. Must have been time the rent was coming out.
She bounced like a basketball, Jay.
Oh, oh my God. It was like watching Michael Jordan taking a free throw.
It must be
sorry
one of,
about that, man.
One of your dodgy offshore accounts, was it?
Oh my God. The KC
Show. Thursday's Breakfast Show. Good morning, everyone. Only on Coach Red. You know, I've been attempting to win the lotto for the listeners for the last 2 years. Unsuccessfully.
Don't I know? I've got mortgage approval pending on it.
Well, yesterday, Wednesday, we didn't win the lotto. The listeners lotto syndicate, 25 of you from across Cork in the draw, 25 strangers. We do the quick pick on your behalf. Nothing. So apologies again for letting everybody down. But yesterday, when we were looking for entries to get involved in the Listener's Lotto Syndicate, I got an incredible story and I had to get him on the show this morning. Ray, good morning.
Hi, Casey. How are things?
Not too bad at all, sir. This is great. Tell us your story about your beloved.
After a few pints, I ended up in Charleville. I'm from Ella. I ended up in Charleville and went into Madonna's nightclub.
Okay.
And I walked in the door and I saw these two girls. And I look at him and says, which one of those, like, Troy? And I went, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And Margaret landed on mo. And I actually got the sums wrong in my text. It was actually 25 years ago. So 4 kids later, married and 4 kids, so happy as ever.
That's fantastic.
Only the second girl.
What? Yes. What do we know about her? Where'd she go?
She actually won $500,000 in the Euromillions. So I lost out in that. So I gained another way.
Oh my God!
You could say poor but happy.
Oh my God, Ray.
Quick one for you. Would you use eeny, meeny, miny, mo now for big life decisions?
If it worked out as good as this one, I would.
Oh, good man. Good answer.
You won the wife lotto. She won the actual lotto.
Yeah, I did.
You did, of course. That is an amazing story, Ray. Thank you so much.
No bother, Red.
Isn't that incredible?
Cork's Breakfast Show is The KC Show on Red FM.